Hello, this is Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week. Indoor plants are sometimes neglected, which works great for some. However, some people expect a passive indoor plant when it's actually needy. Succulents are a premier plant for stick it in the window and barely water it. So, let's talk about some of the common succulents we stick in the window and how they grow. Succulents and cacti are characterized as plants with a swollen stem or leaves to help preserve the plant in dry climates. It's important to keep this in mind when considering their care. Because they are adapted to growing in the hot and dry, they don't need as much water as your other houseplants. Growing them in a sandy, well-drained soil is ideal. While growing indoors or in the winter, succulents and cacti can tolerate the ambient room temperature and low humidity. However, when possible, it can be healthy for them to be moved outside in the summer heat. Also, they prefer plenty of direct sun. This is often done indoors with a southern or west-facing window or sunroom. However, supplemental LED or fluorescent light can be supplied as well. Generally, most succulents and cacti can be pretty pest-resistant compared to other houseplants. Fungal and bacterial rots can become problems if their care is poor, like with overwatering. Insects are minimal, but you may see mealybugs and scale. Mealybugs are the puffy white insects that travel along the stem. Scale can vary in shape and color, but are generally smooth and sometimes flat, clinging to the stem of the plant. Another benefit is their ease of propagation. Plants like the Mother of Millions and Mother of Thousands are named because their fallen leaves often take root in the same pot as the parent plant. Many succulents can be propagated from a single leaf or through a typical stem cutting. Allow the piece to callus or scab over for a few days, and then put it in moist potting or germinating mix. Not to be a contrarian, but there are some succulents that aren't adapted to hot, dry climates. The two most notable ones are the holiday cactus and queen of night, both of which are rainforest natives. Along with them, there are also a few hardy species that can grow and overwinter in Kansas. Stone crop sedum and hennin chicks are two species commonly bought, sold, and landscaped in Kansas. Of course, the bulk of cacti and succulents are the African or Mediterranean natives that we would never leave outside below 50 degrees. Things like calanchos, desert rose or adenium, senecio, which includes your string of pearls and string of dolphins, jade plants, and lastly, African milk tree. Whichever funky succulent you have, make sure it receives proper care and it can survive in or out of your windowsill. This has been Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week.